XS Mobile listening.
This KN4 VWA.
What's up, Bubba?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? Sauce, what are you? Oh, you're flying an airplane. Okay.
So what's up with you, bud? You get that tower up?
No, not yet. Been working my brains out at work. I put it off for a few weeks. Now, I just got done with an interview down here at a radio station. Me bandmates and I were down here at WQUL down here in Woodruff. We did about a 15 or 20 minute, it was almost 25 minute interview for our new single that came out.
Who wrote it?
That would be our bass player, Tom Smith.
And in what genre of music is this?
It's kind of a country blues rock kind of mixture. I would say kind of country rockish, but not real heavy.
So sort of country swing.
Something like that.
Or rather, should I say western swing?
I don't know if it's swing. It's kind of like a country, we'll say country light rock.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, so which one of you is going to take it out and promote it at the stations?
Well, we just promoted down here. We got a few more tracks we're going to do some overdubs on, and we'll be playing up at Shakin' D's on the 16th of October. It's kind of our first gig out. Then we start the world tour, and we're going to buy a tour bus and get a road manager, and, you know, we're going to go big time, you know. I'd like to get Peter Grant, but I don't think he's with us anymore.
I hear you. How about that? Well, good. Well, I'd love to hear it.
All right, well, we played they played a rough mix on the radio today twice. And when we get the final mix done, I'll get you a copy of it.
Winner. Sounds like a winner. All right, well, look, this fall, by about October, I'm going to be down at your house, and you're going to put that tower up. We're going to get you on the air, Bubba.
Yes, Dad.
Up a second station up at the man cave.
Oh, yeah? What, down by the big building or by the little one?
Man cave, the big building, where I got all my cars and stuff.
Okay, you need a hand putting something up down there or what?
Fabricator putting my base together right now. Once I get the base put together, it shouldn't take much at all to pour the concrete, get the steel plates in the ground, in the concrete, and then beyond that, I ought to be able to throw it up there because I'm going to use brackets on the Ron 25 to be able to attach it to the side of the building, and above the 18 feet, it should be freestanding.
Oh, okay. How high are you going with the Ron 25?
50 feet.
See, I had a 50-foot tower at my house down in Vero, or Rhone 25. I stuck it in the ground about 4 or 5 feet, and then I had a house bracket, which I bolted right to the house, and worked out really well.
And you did not need any guy wires?
Oh, no. No, it was perfect. Well, I was in a concrete block house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, sounds good to me. Oh, goodness, whenever I'm up here. Yeah, I've been out flying my radio-controlled airplanes.
Gotcha. I've been working my brains out, putting AC systems in, repairing stuff, a little bit with the company I'm working for and a little bit on my own. So, doing pretty well. Things are starting to come up a little.
Well, good. You still working with Jimmy a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when Jimmy needs me, he calls me. When I need him, I call him. Man, that was a good pairing. That really was.
Well, good. You can pat me on the back and say, well done, Grasshopper.
That was a good introduction. He actually gave me a hand. One of my customers, I think it was not this past Friday, the Friday before, a couple days before that, when they had that lightning storm come through, the condenser got hit by lightning and basically took it out. And because it was the brand that it was, it's near impossible to get parts to rebuild it. So it was actually a little cheaper to just put a whole new condenser out there. And we took care of that. I called Jimmy and give me a hand, and bingo, bango, bongo, it's done, and she's happy as can be.
Wow. Did it take out the compressor, too?
As short as the compressor, the ground, took out the defrost board. Didn't blow the cap up, but the compressor alone, and it also blew a hole in the coil. But, you know, you figure you try and replace the coil, you know, you're probably talking $2,500 just for the coil, another $1,000 for the compressor. So you're already there for a new condensing unit, you know.
Yeah, you just get the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's so much easier to replace. You unbraze two lines, braze it back in, hook the electrical up, and like I say, you're there and nothing.
Yep. All right, well, I'm just about to pull back into the house. You need to bring Jimmy up, come up and say hello once in a blue moon. I don't ever hear you on the radio or see you anymore. Dang, boy, I felt like a red-headed stepchild.
Well, I've been driving my wife's car to work because they got letters in the back of my car, and I don't really feel right parking my vehicle at the shop. So I don't have I haven't put a radio on my wife's car yet, and I need to do that, I guess. I go to work. I'm at work at 6:30 in the morning, and then I get off at 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm just shot.
Imagine. All right. Well, get a radio in her vehicle, Bubba. Where's your priorities?
Yeah. I hear you. I'll do my best.
Hey, you got an HD, don't you?
I do not.
Oh, my goodness. $39.95 for a Baofeng 8-watt, and you get you a cheap mag mount antenna, throw it up on top, let it run through the window, and you're off to the races.
Well, I actually have a mag mount. I have a spare mag mount with an antenna. So I guess I could do that. Well, I mean, I have an extra radio. It's just a matter of putting a darn thing in there.
What radio you got?
Well, I've got the 7100. I've got the Mark IIG. And I've got this one I'm talking on. I was going to put the one in this vehicle in there and put the 7100 here in the car.
Now, is that 7100? Is it HF?
Yes, sir. 2 meter, 440, 6 meter, and HF.
20.
Oh yeah, that's the radio that took over for the 706 Mark IIG.
But you just ought to just sell me that 706 Mark IIG there, Bubba.
Hey, what do I use at the house?
The 7100.
No, it's going to be in my car.
Videos?
Oh yes, I do.
Laugh on you. Hey, listen, I gotta go. I gotta get to work. I've had my little bit of play for the weekend, and I gotta get out here and clean up a golf cart, put a sprayer on the back, and spray a boatload of Roundup. So, you have fun out there, bud. Give us a call sometime. KN4VWA, I'm clear after you find me.
Let me tell you something. There aren't too many things she can tell my wife that she doesn't already know. All right, Steve. Have a good afternoon. KN4 BWA, KB2HX, 73.